The European Banking Authority, EBA, has officially released its much-anticipated technical paper on the EBA MiCA DAC8 data bridge today. These guidelines provide the final technical architecture for how regulatory data collected under the markets in crypto assets, MiCA, regulation must be synchronized with the tax reporting obligations of DAC8, the EU's implementation of the OECD's CARF. By establishing the EBA MiCA DAC8 data bridge, the authority is eliminating data silos and ensuring that the transparency achieved for financial stability also serves the goals of global tax enforcement. The tax-ready mandate, beyond standard KYC, the EBA's guidelines clarify that simple identity verification, KYC, is no longer sufficient for European crypto providers. Under the new EBA MiCA DAC8 data bridge standards, crypto asset service providers, CASPs, must transition to maintaining tax-ready transaction logs. Granular metadata. Transaction logs must now include the fair market value, FMV, in local currency at the exact timestamp of the trade, alongside the tax identification number, TIN, of the beneficial owner. The €50,000 pre-validation. MiCA-authorized custodians must now automatically flag any transfers exceeding €50,000 for immediate pre-validation against the user's tax residency profile. September 2027 exchange. While collection began in early 2026, the EBA MiCA DAC8 data bridge provides the XML schema requirements for the first mandatory exchange of information between EU member states, scheduled for September 30, 2027. The interoperability standard, MiCA versus DAC8 feature MiCA, regulatory pillar, DAC8, CARF, tax pillar, primary goal market integrity, tax transparency, data focus, liquidity and capital income, gains, and FMV enforcement, license revocation, financial penalties and kill switch, reporting cycle, real-time, quarterly, annual aggregate, via data bridge role, source of identity, recipient of tax-ready metadata, the end of regulatory arbitrage. The EBA MiCA DAC8 data bridge guidelines officially end the hope that regulatory compliance would remain separate from tax reporting. By mandating that MiCA transaction logs be tax-ready from the moment of inception, the EU is ensuring that every custodial wallet in the bloc is functionally transparent to national tax authorities. In 2026, being a compliant CASP in Europe means being a de facto tax reporting agent for every member state.